Where would you rather be right now? Chances are you're thinking of a postcard some friend sent you when it was 50 degrees below zero here, with a sandy beach, swaying palm trees, and warm sun. Well, you can stop dreaming and join me, Dark Star, on the WCCO News Talk 830 Good Neighbor Holiday in Hawaii Tour. The Holiday in Hawaii Tour takes place April 9th through the 16th and starts with a flowered lei greeting in Maui. We'll be staying at the luxurious Hyatt Regency Maui Resort on Kianapali Beach for 7 nights. In addition to plenty of time for golfing, sunning, swimming, exploring, and shopping, our group will tour the lush Valley State Park and watch for the whales at picturesque Lahaina. At the end of our week in Hawaii, I'll host a gala aloha dinner party. The WCCO News Talk 830 Holiday in Hawaii Tour takes place April 9th through the 16th, so call your nearest Carlson Travel office today for more information and reservations. Aloha from the Dark Man.
It is 4:35, and now it's time for WCCO Traffic and Weather Together. Here's Dean Spratt.
Well, still doing well around the Twin Cities. Traffic levels certainly are picking up on all of the freeways. However, we're reasonably incident-free. It is a bit heavy, 35W now, as you make your way toward the crosstown. 394 heavy westbound out of downtown Minneapolis. It may loosen a little bit once you get beyond about the Worth Parkway area. High in the sky in our traffic helicopter is Jerry Peterson.
Just took a look at 35E southbound through the parkway. You'll find it moderately heavy and actually runs pretty good as you move down towards Highway 13, 494 eastbound, running smoothly yet between Concord and 61. 94 eastbound, you're going to find just minor slowdowns past Riverside, and is actually loosened from earlier heavy levels of traffic. That's Chopper 830 traffic.
And just to add more of the can and miss, Mike Lynch here in the CCO Weather Center. Snow is on the way. We have a winter storm watch out tomorrow. Tonight in the Twin Cities, just cloudy skies, a few flurries down to 13. Tomorrow, snow develops in the morning. We'll see about 4 to 6 inches of accumulations across the Twin Cities through the day tomorrow. High about 24 degrees. Snow gradually ends tomorrow night, 18, and then gradual clearing on Friday with a high near 25. Currently in the Twin Cities, east winds at 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies, Steve-O, 16 degrees, 4 to 6 inches of snow on the morrow.
Sid Hartman will be here shortly, and we'll get Sid's insight into tonight's Indiana Minnesota basketball game, which Ray Christensen will broadcast here on WCCO Radio. Mundane?
Well, I'd like to think the Gophers could win a big game on the road, but it's been a long time since they beat a quality opponent. They beat the Northwesterns. They didn't even beat Penn State this year on the road. So, what can I tell you? Indiana played a lousy game against Northwestern in their last outing at Assembly Hall. Bobby Knight, the coach, said the best team lost, meaning Northwestern. He beat them by 5. What this means is that he is psyching his club, and they will be ready for Minnesota tonight. The Gophers, meanwhile, have some question marks.
Who?
Carter. Will he play? Probably. Bad back and all, but he's not been a force of late. Walton. Will he play? Probably. Bad knees? Look for him to play 10 to 12 minutes, which is not quality time. So that means that we got to get Vashawn Leonard hitting from the outside and driving to the hoop, which he is loath to do. We also have to have a great game out of McDonald, the point guard, and I expect him to play superbly as he always does. And then we got to get something out of Nsiga Masabo and Kolander, the two big guys. It's too much to ask. I'm liking tonight, Indiana 69, Minnesota 59.
69-59, Indiana.
You got it, big guy.
Okay, that's Morgan's prediction.
It's time to play It's Academic. Today's player is Susie Citizen. Okay, first question. What state has the highest high school graduation rate in the nation?
Minnesota.
Right. And what state's 8th graders are number 1 in math in the nation and virtually tie the Koreans and Taiwanese for best in the world?
Minnesota.
Right again. And what state's had ACT scores increase for 3 years straight and SAT scores up since 1987 for every ethnic group?
Minnesota.
You're right. And what state has 35% more high school students taking advanced college courses than just 4 years ago?
Minnesota.
Yes, Miss Citizen, you're a winner.
Oh, that's because I went to Minnesota Public Schools.
The members of the Minnesota Education Association and the National Education Association have a plan to improve every school in the state. For your copy, call 800-652-9073. Minnesota's Public Schools. Very good and getting better.
This is Cannon on WCCO on a Wednesday afternoon. And we are pushing along, awaiting the arrival of Sidney Hartman, the ink-stained wretch. He is the star columnist for the Star Tribune here in this area. Now, the other day I was talking about various books that are ready for you to investigate. Here's one all about retirement in Costa Rica. I understand it's a marvelous country, a very temperate climate, and politically they're very secure there, from what I understand. The Golden Door to Retirement and Living in Costa Rica by Chris Howard costs you $13. It's an updated edition offering assistance to anyone looking for a safe, affordable place to retire outside of the United States. It provides tips on how to live on a budget. The book shows how to retire for as little as $25 a day and how to stay busy, where to live in Costa Rica, and how to acquire residency. The guidebook is available at bookstores. Okay? And also, we have The Jewish Travel Guide for 1993, written by Stephen Masil for $12. It is a guide to cultural, political organizations and resorts of all sorts worldwide. Listings are staggeringly thorough, covering not just the expected, but also exotica, like a cemetery for Jewish Civil War soldiers in Virginia, the state of Virginia, a Hebrew kindergarten in Finland, and Jewish golf clubs in Ireland. The Jewish Travel Guide, 1993, by Stephen Masil, for $11.95. Ask for it at your bookstore. And here's a fall-winter edition of Destination Los Angeles. I don't know if you're interested after the earthquake, but it's published by the L.A. Convention and Visitors Bureau. Offers feature stories and free attractions in L.A.'s diverse museums. For a copy, send $2 to cover postage and handling to the Visitor Information, L.A. Convention and Visitors Bureau, Los Angeles, California. All right, we've got about, let's call it 21 minutes before 5 here at WCCO. 16 degrees on the Cannon Mess.
We're booing.
What are you eating, Rod?
Moose from Land O'Lakes Sky Cheese.
What?
Land O'Lakes Sky Cheese. Look at the
here, let me see the carton. Land O'Lakes Cottage Cheese, sure. Slow down, Rod. Land O'Lakes Cottage Cheese. Oh, boy, that must taste pretty good, huh?
You know, Land O'Lakes Cottage Cheese comes from a name you can trust.
Of course I know Land O'Lakes is a name I can trust.
And, you know, when you have cottage cheese, you absolutely...
I know. Land O'Lakes Cottage Cheese comes in regular. 2% low-fat.
Tasty light and
creamy. Plus the tasty light and creamy 1%. And non-fat varieties.
2%.
But what are you... You're devouring the 2% low-fat, I see.
Because
today.
2%... Girlish figure.
What girlish figure? You're eating it because it tastes so good, let's face it.
Well, there's no doubt
I think
about
it's
that.
Obvious to everyone that Land O'Lakes Cottage Cheese, of course, it's a great-tasting cottage cheese.
Good point.
Yeah, look for Land O'Lakes Cottage Cheese in your grocer's dairy case. Raj thinks you'll agree with him. Land O'Lakes Cottage Cheese is a great-tasting cottage cheese.
This is the Cannon Mess here at WCCO. Thanks for joining us. We're going to get Sid Hartman in here shortly. I get some good letters. I've said this before. At home, all I get is junk mail. People don't write anymore. My brothers never write. My friends never write. And I don't write either. But I come to work here, and I don't get junk mail. I get some. But I get letters from listeners, and some of them really get home to me. I've got one from Dave MacArthur from Brainerd, Minnesota. He says, "Dear Lord of Lore, my wife hails from Texas and has never really learned to like listening to WCCO like I have. This, although hard to believe, is understandable because she was not born and bred on WCCO like I was. He says he's 34 years of age and he still enjoys the programming and especially enjoyed driving home with your show, Cannon. Occasionally I write to you. My wife does not understand this either. When we travel to the Twin Cities to visit my family, my wife invariably asks, do we have to listen to WCCO? On January 7th, we left this frozen tundra to go and visit my in-laws in warm Texas near Lubbock. How pleased I was that while driving, I could still pick up the WCCO radio signal till just before Kansas City, Missouri. He says it is customary in our family to read a story to our oldest child of 5 years before bed and then to put next to his bed a cassette player with music or a story for him to fall asleep to. In the absence of a tape player, this isn't the only thing we forget. I turned on the radio at Grandma's house and after a short search, came upon WCCO radio. I was very pleased to inform my wife that your station is tough to leave, Cannon. She was aghast. As I said, we were in Texas, and we picked a great 2 weeks to be gone, January 7th through the 19th. Upon our return, we stayed outside of Kansas City, Missouri, in a motel on the Monday following the Chiefs win over the Oilers. And he sent me a newspaper there. He says their sports section doesn't match the Star and Tribune. He says, I'm saddened about the loss of football on CBS. He lives in rural Minnesota, Brainerd, and he doesn't get the Fox network. Then he goes on to say, I cannot believe you were as old as you must be, Cannon. I hear you talk about your first jobs in the 1950s, and I figure you must be around my father's age, 60. You sound well-preserved and full of energy. You give off energy, and that's why I enjoy your show so much. He says, your insight into issues, especially sports, parallels my father, and therefore I am drawn to accept and even expound on my circle of friends when you share on the air. I'll be sad when you retire, but it's a change that will happen. I view your eventual departure analogous to when I was a sophomore wrestling on the varsity, surrounded by juniors and seniors. He says, I loved every moment of the comrades and realized that next year the seniors would be gone. Does this make sense to you, Steve? Your friend that you've never met, Dave MacArthur, Brainerd, Minnesota. It's a nice letter, and I do understand what he's talking about my eventual departure from WCCO. And I will journey to the northwestern corner of the state, to Bedette, to begin my show as the wake-up announcer on their show from midnight to 3. We've already drawn up the contract. I just have to sign it. K-Bum Radio. They're the only station in America that signs on at midnight and is off the air by 6 in the morning. They're only on for 6 hours. I'll have 3 of those hours. It is now 4:45. Our temperature is 16, and I want to say that Padani's is having their annual sale on file cabinets. Now, they have over 1,500 files in stock. They have metal and wood cabinets. They stock all drawer sizes and colors, including fireproof files. Padani will deliver free if you say, Cannon sent me. And remember, they have the largest selection of files in the Midwest. It's kind of nice doing business with these folks because they are family-owned. They're not a chain. Lori Padani is the manager in the St. Louis Park store. That's the newest store. The flagship store has been there for eons on Lake Street just below Hiawatha. And that's managed by David Padani. And the old man, Roger Padani, the patriarch, manages the Milwaukee store, takes care of the cheeseheads. Padani's been in business for 33 years. And 95% of their sales are from furniture that's in stock in the Minneapolis warehouse. So check them out. You mention my name, they deliver free. They can sell you a desk for $4,000 or $200. They've got them. So they're in St. Louis Park. Let me tell you where they are. They're on Highway 100, about 2 blocks south of 394 Cedar Lake Road. That's Padani's. Lake Street 2, East Lake Street. Tell them Cannon sent you in.